All right, wrestling fans, it is Wednesday, so we are here, Pro Wrestling America, this week from the Wintrust Arena in Chicago, Illinois. I am Southern Dynamite here with the Pro Wrestling America, your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet. And there are 9 big matches tonight, but there's one key thing not here on this card. The Guns for Hire and the Strong Army, because of all the stuff last week, they have been barred from the arena. They will not appear in any matches. They will not be there to interfere in any matches, as I do have people stationed around extra security in order to keep them out of the arena. Our first match has Special Delivery Jones facing off against Rasta the Voodoo Man. Rasta surprises Jones with a great match, but when Jones starts to regain the advantage, Rasta grabs his cane and nails Jones with it for the pin at a time of 6 minutes and 50 seconds. The next match has T.D. Steele facing off against Dirty White Boy Tony Anthony. Steele has an impressive match, but Dirty White Boy gets a slight advantage before pinning him with a brain buster in a time of 3 minutes 42 seconds. Match number 3 is our first title match of the night. Buzz Sawyer defending the television title against Savannah Jack. And both men have a great match, but they are not able to put their opponent away before the time limit expires. The 15 minutes are gone, and they're still ready to go. Savannah Jack asks for the mic after the match. He asks Buzz for another shot next week. Buzz regretfully declines because he already has a title defense scheduled next week against Special Delivery Jones. Buzz definitely wants a rematch because he feels the fans were shorted because there was no conclusion to the match. He promises a match in 2 weeks if the other SD will allow it. The two men shake hands as the crowd pops. And of course, I am the other SD in regards to Special Delivery Jones. But there's a great match between these two guys, and definitely a good start to a possible feud between them. And not necessarily a feud of them not liking each other, but a feud of respect, like there was between Gentleman Chris Adams and Universal Heartthrob Austin Idol. One of those type matches, feuds again, could be a great draw for people. All right, the next match has PG-13 facing off against Rough and Ready. And Rough and Ready upset PG-13 with some great tag team work. Reddy pins Ice after a flying bulldog off Rough's shoulders in a time of 6 minutes, 2 seconds. Wolfie grabs the mic and says that Reddy pulled Ice's tights and that was the only reason they got the victory. He demands them to come back and try to do it again, but Rough and Reddy were already back in the dressing room area. PG-13 starts to throw a fit in the ring. They are yelling and screaming. After a minute, Hot Stuff by Donna Summer begins to play. Gilbert and Raven stomp down to the ring. Missy isn't too far behind them. As Gilbert climbs onto the ring apron, Wolfie demands to know what he's doing there. Gilbert tells PG-13 to back up and he would explain. Both of them back up and Gilbert and Raven step into the ring. They hold the middle rope up so that Missy can step between the bottom and middle ropes. Missy grabs the mic from Wolfie's hand with a teasingly long touch of his hand. She says, "We were coming out here to offer you a place in Hot Stuff and Hyatt International, a chance to definitely skyrocket in the tag team rankings under my tutelage." The crowd pops. PG-13 looks very pleased with the opportunity. "However," Missy continues, "you can't beat a tag team of jobbers. What little respect I had for you to begin with is gone. There's only one thing left to do with you." With that, Gilbert and Raven jump PG-13. The four battle around the ring until Raven ties Ice in the ropes. Gilbert whips Wolfie across the ring. Raven takes him down with a drop toehold. Gilbert comes off the middle turnbuckle with a fist to the back of the head. Ice struggles against the ropes. Young tries to release him, but Missy stops him. Raven climbs onto the turnbuckle. Gilbert picks Wolfie up in a powerbomb. Raven comes off with a flying neckbreaker. Ice manages to get free, but Gilbert and Raven have already left the ring. Missy steps out onto the ring apron, and Gilbert collects her as Ice lunges to grab her. Gilbert and Missy laugh as Raven stands at the end of the aisle. So Gilbert and Missy go on back to the dressing room. Missy comes back in a minute because, oh yeah, Raven's in the next match. That's why he's standing there at the end of the aisle. Dividing the card a little bit, our second title match and the first of our two main events for the evening is Great Muta defending his American heavyweight title against Raven. Very much like Raw and Nitro did during the Monday Night Wars, where they would have a main event match at the end of every hour to kind of keep you onto their side instead of switching the channel. After PG-13 gives Raven a wide berth as they walk back to the dressing room, he climbs into the ring and sits in the corner as he waits for the champion to make his way down to the ring. Muta and Raven have a great match. David Manning allows it to become hardcore after about 15 minutes. Raven goes for an even flow onto the ring steps, but Muta counters it with a backdrop through a chair. Muta picks Raven up in a fireman's carry. He jumps onto the middle turnbuckle and drills Raven into the mat with a Death Valley driver for the pin. Your winner and still American heavyweight champion, Great Muta, in a time of 25 minutes and 57 seconds. Muta grabs the mic in one of his rare speaking times in America and gets into Raven's face. He says, "Prove yourself if you want another shot." He drops the mic as Manning hands him the title belt. Muta walks out and says to the camera in a very Goldberg style, "Who's next?" Now, could this be the end of the Muta-Raven feud, or could this just be yet another chapter as they try to battle out, and especially Raven trying to get that American heavyweight title away from Great Muta? We'll have to find out. Our next match features the other half of Hot Stuff and Hyatt International. Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert facing off against Universal Heartthrob Austin Idol. And Idol and Gilbert get ready to have a great match, but the match is cut short by David Von Erich rushing the ring. David nails Idol with his world heavyweight title, causing the DQ. When Gilbert protests, David applies the Iron Claw on him. The monster heel proves once again that he is the biggest heel in the PWA. Your winner, by disqualification, Austin Idol, in a time of 1 minute, 14 seconds. Match number 7 has our third of 4 title matches on the card. Honky Tonk Man defending his Illinois heavyweight title against Gino Hernandez. And Honky Tonk Man and Gino have a great match until Dirty White Boy comes down to the ring. He doesn't interfere, he simply seeks to distract Honky Tonk Man. It works until Honky Tonk Man ducks a crossbody block. Gino rolls out of the ring. Dirty White Boy complains to Nick Patrick. Chris Adams sneaks up behind Dirty White Boy and Gino as Honky Tonk Man challenges them both to get into the ring. Dirty White Boy turns around to get super kicked by Adams. Gino gets into Adams' face, but Adams rolls him into the ring. Honky Tonk Man grabs Gino by the hair. Gino nails him with a low blow. Gino goes for a pile driver, but Honky Tonk Man counters it with a backdrop. Gino counters that with a sunset flip. Honky Tonk Man rolls through and grabs Gino's legs. He catapults him into the ropes. Gino stumbles into a small package for the pin. The winner and still Illinois heavyweight champion, Honky Tonk Man, in a time of 17 minutes, 11 seconds. Dirty White Boy climbs onto the ring apron to complain about tights. Adams pulls him off the ring apron. The four men brawl inside and outside the ring. Gilbert and Raven storm the ring to join the fray. And security finally manages to separate the six men from each other. Our next to last match today has Terry Gordy facing off against Chris Candido. And Gordy and Candido brawl until Gordy tosses him into the turnbuckle head first. Candido staggers out of the corner into an inverted suplex for the pin in a time of 8 minutes, 2 seconds. Your winner is Bam Bam Terry Gordy. And now the match that everyone has waited for. World Heavyweight Title Match in a cage. David Von Erich defending the title against Ravishing Rick Rude. And this match has a couple of twists and turns. But finally, it ends up with David handcuffing Rude to the ropes and bloodying him instead of trying to escape the cage. Austin Idol comes down to make the save. As Idol tries to help Rude snap the handcuffs, David escapes the cage to win and retain his title in a time of 18 minutes, 57 seconds. But once he gets into the aisle with his title belt in hand, Eddie Gilbert and Raven rush him from behind and start beating down on the champion, getting back from when David had cost Gilbert the match earlier and had put the Iron Claw on him. As Raven has David up on his shoulders, Eddie Gilbert comes off the ring steps with a vicious neck breaker and then sets the fireball up to throw it into David's face. And then Gilbert looks down, sees the World Heavyweight title laying on the ground, and picks it up and walks out with it, celebrating like he just won the match. Idol and Rude look at him and are not very pleased. And they start down the ring, or they start down the aisle as he goes to claim what really should have been Rude's in the first place, probably. But we'll never know because David and the pair of handcuffs. All right, that's it for this week. A shorter one than next week will be because next week has some really big matches. Feuds being set up and resolved in that one. But until next time, this is Southern Dynamite. Thanking you for being here and being a fan of Pro Wrestling America, the greatest fantasy wrestling league on the internet. Ask you to be back next week as we go to Detroit and Little Caesars Arena for Wednesday Night Warriors Thanksgiving week. It's going to be a great time with some giving thanks, some exactly not in the mood to give thanks then. But I also encourage you to be here for the Confessional Corner and the Digging Deeper segments of the podcast, as well as the Moments of Meditation. Be here for all of that, as not only do we have a little fun here with Pro Wrestling America, but we dig into what we need to wrestle with the theology that is around us today and every day.